Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 77 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Ken Tinser, CEO of Spiderworks, Inc., author of Cause a Disturbance. Put a .com on the end of that title, and you'll find him online as well. His other book is called The 90% Rule, and which we've talked about here on the show here. Ken, thanks again for being with us. What we're talking about, folks, three simple rules for succeeding in business. An article Ken was motivated to write by based on a book that he mentioned to us, The Last Lecture by Randy Pausch. The three simple rules are keep the lights on and just show up. That's the first two. You know what Woody Allen said, 80% of life is just showing up. I do believe that's true. Ken, what do diamonds and entrepreneurs have in common?
Well, I you know, the whole notion that diamonds are created under pressure, and that's something that as entrepreneurs we understand pressure, and we're under pressure every single day. And I think the key is when you're really truly under pressure, it's amazing what, you know, as individuals or if we bring in two or three close advisors, the type of solutions that we can find to challenges that we thought were insurmountable. And I think that's why I love that metaphor. And I think that recessions, and we're not in a recession, but we are in an up and down market. We're in a tough time. I think they bring clarity and focus, or they need to bring clarity and focus to your business. And I like to equate that as like a launch phase of a business, where I say that every day was like a recession. There's never enough time, there's never enough money, and there's too few customers. So, you know, when things are tough, rediscover the focus that we had when we first broke through in our business. You know, focus on your top opportunities, your top customers, your top products, your key services. I mean, when we start, we're you know, most of us are broke.
That's right. I was so undercapitalized. I didn't even have. I only had one nickel. I didn't have two nickels to rub together. I only had one nickel. I couldn't rub it against anything.
And I used to say I would rub my credit card for good luck.
Right. So, you know, there's another thing about this. There's one part of the diamond thing that you left out. Diamonds are created under pressure over time. And the reason I point that out is, how many times have I dealt with something in my business that I thought was going to eat me alive, and I wound up surviving it, and the next time something else popped up that I thought was going to eat me alive, it had to be a bigger alligator. You know what I mean? The alligator, like the last one, that didn't even cause me losing sleep, because I handled that last time. I can handle it now. The next thing that was going to eat me, that made me worry, had to be bigger, and then the next time it had to be bigger. So my point is, over time, you get to the point where you say, you know what, I'm starting to look a little bit like a diamond here. I'm getting shiny. Because yeah, I can. Yeah. Because things don't bother me as much as they used to. What do you think?
I think that's true. I think we learn to deal and put things more in perspective. And I think as we build a track record of knowledge and success, we know that we have a little bit more collateral in the entrepreneur bank to get through.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, what might go over time sometimes is a little bit of our energy.
Yeah.
I think that can wane from time to time, and we have to find that back. You know, we think, oh, finally we've made it. It's been 5, it's been 10, it's been 20 mm-hmm. years, and, you know, you weren't quite expecting to go through the cycle again. So
Let's put some things in perspective here as we wrap up our visit, Ken. I had a client came to me when I had my consulting business, and he walked in my office one day, unannounced, unexpected. And he just walked into my office and sat down in the chair in front of my desk. I said, "What's going on?" He said, "I'm about to lose my business." And I walked over and sat down beside him, and I said, "Okay, talk to me about it." He started talking for a little bit, and I said, "Hold on a minute. How are your kids?" He said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "How are your kids?" He said, "They're fine. Why are you bothering me about my kids? I'm about to lose my business." I said, well, let me ask you a question. Does anything else really matter? And he said, no. I said, now that we got our priorities straight, let's work on your business. Sometimes when you think things are about to collapse on you, you should really take stock of what's really important. What do you think, Ken?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's a conversation we've had before. I like to say I'm as happy as my unhappiest child. If one of them are suffering, then I'm suffering more.
Right. That's exactly right. Look around you, folks. Make sure if you're upset about something, make sure you got your priorities straight. CauseOfDisturbance.com, right, Ken?
That's it. Thanks again.
Will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely.
Ken Tinsler, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ken joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.